a school's team name and mascot can send a message for better or worse. Native American mascots continue to be a source of controversy in sports around the country. It's an issue we've talked about in the past here on Central Time. Today, though, we're going to focus on Wisconsin's most unique and memorable mascots, from the Clintonville Truckers to the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes. Coming up with a unique team name takes creativity, knowing your area, and not taking yourself too seriously, something that Saturday Night Live has gotten into. Here's guest star Dabney Coleman with the SNL cast circa 1980-something, trying to come up with a team name.
What if we call ourselves the Super Winners?
Now, see, that's really dumb.
That was my mom's idea.
All right, let's compromise. The Flaming Eagles.
No!
The Sculptors.
What about the Cover Girls?
Doors. The Flaming Mafia.
Oh, what is that? The Titanics.
No, the Rambos.
I don't see what's wrong with the Capybaras, you guys.
The Snipers.
We want to know what your favorite mascot in the state is. High school, college, or something else is your favorite team of unique offbeat name? Do you know the story behind it? How that unusual name get put into a costume? What do you think makes for a great mascot? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR. Lainey Seiler is a pop culture and entertainment reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She recently wrote about some of Wisconsin's quirkiest mascots. Lainey, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, I came from a high school called the Tigers, really non-creative there. There are a lot of Spartans and Wildcats and Eagles. What put you on the path, though, of finding the more unique names in Wisconsin?
I went to a school. We were the Indians and changed halfway through to the Patriots, so sort of in my backstory, but then coming to Wisconsin, I'm not from here. So coming to Wisconsin, you're like, okay, what is the Hodag? It kind of stands out as like, that's not a thing, right? Or should I know what this is? So kind of looked into, you know, what starting with the Hodag and then kind of stumbled upon so many interesting names for high schools. And they're, you know, it's across the country. There's a lot of fun regional names for high schools, nicknames, but Wisconsin seems to have quite a few. The Hodags is just the tip of the iceberg. That's in Rhinelander. There's also the Kakana Galloping Ghosts, going way up north to, let's see, Washburn. They have the Castle Guards. Nearby in Mellon, it's the Granite Diggers. Ashland is the Ore Docker. So it's like very fun kind of historical names and some new ones thrown in. So it was very fun to kind of get stories from people and hear where they came up with these creative, clever, fun nicknames for their high schools.
And let's get into some of those. And you had an online poll for people to pick their favorites at the Journal Sentinel there. And that you mentioned the Rhinelander Hodags, they were number one. And this, it is a perfect storm of a mascot, right? It's like got a local connection. It's unique. It's a fearsome creature. Talk a little bit about the Rhinelander Hodag.
Yeah, so the Rhinelander Hodag, it is not real. Some guy, this guy.
Well, there's
Eugene
still debate
Shepherd
on that, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, true, arguable. This man named Eugene Shepherd in 1893, so it has quite a backstory. He made it up as sort of a prank to lure tourists to, like, the logging industry was kind of dying down up north. So he had this idea of, like, luring tourists, and he also just kind of, like, liked to have fun. So it became this sort of, like a fun way to like draw people in, and it has endured in the town till this day. So they did like a fake hunt for a Hodag. They had like this puppet that appeared at a county fair there. So it goes on and on. There's like stores in Rhinelander. There's a giant statue of a Hodag in Rhinelander. And of course, it's their high school mascot. So it's definitely the mascot for the town, which is the case for a lot of these schools. But this one has taken on its own larger than life persona.
And there's one that I wanted to have a backstory. The Kakana, you mentioned the Galloping Ghosts. I wanted them to have their local legend of Sleepy Hollow or something like that. There's nothing like that, though. That's a different kind of story.
That's a different one. It's this one dates back, I think it was to the 40s when they the Kakana Galloping Goat, or the Kakana team, was playing the Appleton Terrors, and a reporter wrote about how the team was, they had white uniforms, and they just, like, they beat the Appleton Terrors, who were a really good team, and it looked like they were ghosts galloping over the opponents. And it was like a Halloween game, so it kind of it stuck. And then their school really just, like, leaned into this mascot, and the principal at one point invited a student to ride their horse to the game. So it just became this huge tradition that they still do today. And today their mascot is actually a 9-year-old girl. They need someone who knows how to handle a horse. And so she's a student in their school district, not at their high school. She rides on the field and, like, delivers the game ball to the referees at football games.
And you wrote that, I think it was one of the administrators is in charge of cleaning up after the horse itself.
Yeah, I spoke with them, and he said, yeah, it usually falls on me. And they just got a new, like, AstroTurf field, so they have to keep it very nice. And so, yes, that's, you know, doing the dirty work too for the athletic directors.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Haley is with us in Cudahy. Haley, hello.
Hi.
Which mascot did you want to tell us about, Haley?
In Fremont, Illinois, there's a high school, and their mascot is the Pretzels.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah. Do we have a Pretzel in Wisconsin too, or is that just the one I've heard about?
I don't think so.
And Haley, is somebody in some kind of pretzel costume, do you know?
Yeah. Yeah. They, like, run around at games and just, like, a twisted, salty pretzel.
All right. Haley, thank you so much. And that reminds me of a good food-themed one in Wisconsin. I think you wrote about it, the Cheesemakers of Monroe.
Yeah, I didn't write about that one, but there's the Cheesemakers. There's also the Papermakers. There's two Papermakers. So there are a lot of, like, jobs-based ones. I'm not sure what they do for the Cheesemaker, if they serve cheese at their games, or if they dress up as a wedge of cheese. I'm sure there's lots of Packers cheese.
Oh yeah, that's a gimme. Sure. That's great. That's a common theme. You found, like, something in local industry, the ore dockers too, up in Ashland, and were they one that used to be the Pergolder just because their colors were purple and gold.
They were. That was an interesting one. I actually spoke or emailed with there was a young sports writer who was, I think, maybe 17, 18, or 19 in the 40s who decided that Pergolders was too boring. And so he decided he was going to give them a new name, and it was for the ore dockers. They used to ship all this ore out of that region. That town is right on Lake Superior, and they would ship ore from the region out of these huge docks. And so that was a job that people had, was to, like, make sure that the ore made it from the train down into these huge ships. So those were the ore dockers, and now they don't have those docks anymore, but they are still the ore dockers in memory of those of their past.
I've got a note. Dennis in Coon Valley called in to mention the Watertown Goslings. That sounds like an adorable mascot.
That was a popular one, yeah.
And I've got a picture here of the Freeport Pretzel mascot, and yeah, it's a full-on pretzel twist. A person inside this outfit. I wasn't sure how they'd pull that off, but it works. You got to look online to find the picture.
Okay.
But it really does
we'll
work.
We'll have to check that. Google
yeah, were
that.
There challenges for some of these in finding, Lainey, for some of these schools in finding, okay, we've got this great name. Now, how do we represent that as a mascot?
Yes, I have two fun ones for that. I think the Resorters are probably the most, maybe the most creative in their, I mean, it's a fun opportunity. Their actual physical mascot, they're from Elkhart Lake in Glen Beulah. So their actual mascot is an elk, but the students dress up as if they're on vacation as their theme days. So that's pretty fun.
So Resorters, like, as in a resort. Yeah.
Yep. Because that was a popular resort destination at the turn of the century. So that one's fun. And then the Granite Diggers are very, very proud of their chipper, the chipmunk mascot. They have a lot of black granite there, and I guess there were a lot of chipmunks running around these piles of granite. So they decided that, you know, it was sort of like a double, like their animal mascot could just be. So Chipper is a granite digger. He works. He has a pickaxe.
Fair. Okay. And I was, when I saw Granite Digger, I was assuming it was Wisconsin State Rock, the red granite, but no, it's not the red granite up there.
Yeah, nope. It's the there's black granite. It's very, it gets shipped, or it used to get shipped all over. I don't know if it still does.
And now, one thing Wisconsin is not known for is castles, but we've got the Washburn High School Castle Guards. How did that come to be?
That one came to be, they're also known for granite, and they had, this granite was used to build some buildings, and so it was used to build their school, and the school, the old school used to look like a mask, or it used to look like a castle, and so, and it looked over their football field, so when they would play, they would say, oh, it looks like the football team is guarding the castle. Unfortunately, that school did burn down, and their replacement school does not look like a castle, but in homage to their former school building, they have kept the mascot.
And so the mascot dresses as what, some kind of medieval castle guard or something?
Yeah, it's a knight, basically.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So any others that we haven't gotten into that you were excited to see?
Well, a lot of people disagreed. They thought that I, you know, skipped over quite a few. Some people were very, very impassioned about the Old Abes, the Eau Claire Memorial High School Old Abes. So, and that mascot has quite a history in Wisconsin. The Old Abe is the name of this eagle that a Civil War regiment actually brought into battle in the Civil War, named after Abraham Lincoln. The eagle is named after Abraham Lincoln. After the Civil War, the eagle went to the state capitol and died in the state capitol in a fire. And then there is a replica now still that you can see of Old Abe. And so this one high school in Eau Claire has it as their mascot. So it's an eagle, but his name is Old Abe, and it has this very Wisconsin history to it.
It's a great place to leave it. Lainey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Lainey Seiler is a pop culture and entertainment reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She was with us to talk about some of Wisconsin's most unique, memorable, and downright strange mascots and team names. You can share your favorites at Central Time WPR on Twitter.